This week, we watched the Iran war's impact on Persian Gulf refineries deepen. It might be premature to consider what an endgame might look like, but it's not too soon to parse claims about victory. We also sized up regional, political, and economic tremors, U.S. spending on the war ahead of an additional Pentagon ask of $200 billion, and how the operation plays with the U.S. president's base. You can find those stories and much more news coverage on our homepage, csmonitor.com, or on our app. Also today, as the Trump administration again casts an eye on Cuba, the Monitor's Whitney Ulick explains why it may be folly to draw neat parallels between the Caribbean island state and Venezuela when it comes to overturning an authoritarian socialist regime. Whitney's working her network to help her report about Cuba, where state controls are tight. I'm frequently popping up in people's email inboxes and text messages, she says, soliciting photos, feelings, and any other details that can offer me a window into Cuba in this moment. It's Saturday, March 21st. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, March 24th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Clay Collins. Now, today's Monitor stories. The U.S. military is the most powerful and best funded in the world, but sea mine defense has become an example of how key capabilities can be lost or neglected. Now, the Navy must scramble to address mine sweeping in the Strait of Hormuz. Anna Mulrine Gruba reports for the Monitor. More than 2,000 U.S. Marines are headed toward Karg Island in the Persian Gulf, which, if successfully occupied, could be a key to winning the war with Iran. Anna Mulrine Gruba reports this one, too, for the Monitor. At least six states are considering legislative proposals that protect the First Amendment rights of student journalists. Over the past year, tension between administrators and student newspapers has emerged at several universities. Contributor Catherine J. Prince reports for the Monitor. Tokyo relies on the U.S. to safeguard its interests in the Indo-Pacific. There is no plan B. Although Japan's prime minister skillfully navigated a high-stakes meeting in Washington this week, concerns remain about the reliability of the U.S. partnership long-term. Ann Scott Tyson reports from Beijing for the Monitor. The Trump administration appears to be emboldened after ordering U.S. military intervention to depose and capture Venezuela's president early this year, but taking Cuba, as President Trump has said, would probably not be simple or easy. Whitney Ulick reports for the Monitor. Finally, in a world built for speed and efficiency, birding is delightfully unhurried, an invitation to slow down and notice the natural world. As our essayist puts it, it's a refreshing antidote to modern life. Contributor Zachary Pashistoup writes for the Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case, Mackenzie Farkas, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.